Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, I'm a bit surprised, really, boss. I didn't reckon you'd be so excited about meeting David Beckham.
Excited? Of course I'm bloody excited, Colin. He's a footballing legend. You don't get many of them nowadays. His wife's a pop star, Colin. She's had 3 kids and her fucking nipples still point up at the ceiling. How fantastic is that? My missus has had none. I'd have to lie flat up my back on the floor if for some reason I ever wanted to look at her nipples again. But still, they're showbiz, Colin. And that's what we're in need of, a bit of showbiz.
Oh, he'll probably only be here 10 minutes. It's just for that documentary show. You know the one. Who do you think you are? The one about your ancestors. Apparently his great-grandfather played for Wathnail after the First World War.
That's right, Colin. Josiah Beckham. I've just been looking him up in old club records. Well, it seems he were no great shakes, but we were short of players in 1918. For obvious reasons, of course.
Where are they anyhow? The camera crew's been here for hours.
Well, does it matter, Colin? Oh, it's just wonderful. People lining the streets. Look at the crowd outside the ground. Must be 10 times what we ever get for a home game. Oh, I tell you, it's just like the old days, Colin. Oh, my only regret is I wish we'd thought about merchandise.
Ma, that's typical of you, boss.
Hey. Make hay while the fucking sun shines. Have you ever heard of that one, Colin?
Hey, this must be them now, boss. You see all the kids following that big old American car.
Oh, trust our David to turn up in style, eh? Hey, I hope the cameras are getting this.
Our David? Since when has he been our David?
Oh, not now, Colin. Are you all getting this, eh? Yeah, you're filming now. Keep it rolling. David, lad. Brian Buttle, chairman. I'm so pleased to meet you, David.
Oh, at all, Brian, yeah. It's a pleasure to be here.
You never played here during your career, did you, David?
Nah, never. Yeah, but my great-grandfather apparently played for you in the olden days. I never really met him because he died in 1937, and then I wasn't born till 1975. So that's, let me think now, 7 and 5, and then you take away and the 7, and that's, let me think now, that's,
Anyway, David. Our David. Can I say what a bloody honour and a privilege it is to have you here at Wathnail Rovers? I've always been such a huge admirer of yours, haven't I, Colin?
Oh, I am.
I always said there was something almost Bobby Slade-esque about you, David, you know, when you'd set off down the wing.
Bobby? Bobby who?
Bobby Slade! He were probably a bit before your time, really, David. He were more a contemporary of Georgie Best, really.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm surprised I never heard of him.
Well, of course, we only ever had the one season of the top flight. But, oh, you were a dreamboat, David, an absolute dreamboat. Much like yourself.
Ah, right, yeah. Well, It's all very much.
Ahem.
Oh, yeah, Brian. Let me introduce you to the wife, Victoria.
Oh, I'm so pleased to meet you, Victoria. Honestly, I'm chuffed. Thrilled to bits.
Oh, thank you. How sweet.
And may I just say that's a lovely top you're wearing, Victoria. Isn't it, Colin? Lovely.
Aye, lovely.
How you like it?
Oh yes. I should go.
Yeah, it's one of mine.
Oh, I can see that, Victoria. You've certainly taken ownership of it. Oh, there's no doubt in that.
No, I mean it's one of my designs.
Well, it's absolutely spectacular, lass. You know, I was really hoping that Mrs. Buttle could have been here to meet you. But with you being such a famous celebrity beauty and her being rather a plain and dowdy-looking woman, well, frankly, Victoria, I think she just felt, you know, a little intimidated at the prospect.
Oh, bless her. But you love her, though.
Yes, of course I do.
Oh, he's lovely, David. Do you know, you're just nothing like the arsehole they all said you was.
Oh, right. Well, thanks, sir. Thanks anyways. Who's this little champion?
Oh, he's our youngest, Romeo.
Romeo? Romeo? What sort of a bloody... that's a lovely name, is that? Oh, it's so original. Yeah, maybe it's one day you'll play here for Wathdale. And I think your Uncle Colin here, he's got a scarf for you. Man, you can have a shirt and all if you like. It's a bloody bargain at just the £18.50.
I don't want it.
Ha, 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 camera shy. Well, he's not like his father.
Ah, just take it, lad. Take it for your Uncle Colin.
I don't like it. The colours look like sick. And I don't like you. You're a boring old git.
Oh, yeah. Very precocious, isn't he?
Now take hold of it, you little sod. Do you hear me?
I don't want... Ow! He pinched me, mummy. He pinched me.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Oh, that's just a friendly little tweak around these parts. You'll have to toughen up, lad, if there's one day he wants to play for Rovers.
Oh, I'm going to play for a glamour club. That's what Daddy says.
Oh, but what the hell is a glamour club, Romeo? I mean, just look around today. Look at all these people.
Hey, Colin, take hold of that bloody kid, will you? He's hard work. I'm fucking losing it here.
What am I supposed to do with him?
I don't know. Get him polishing a few boots or something, anything. Just get him out of fucking road.
Anyways, David, I expect you want to get out on the pitch.
No need.
Of course you do, David. Of course you do. Come on, everyone. Everyone. David wants to see pitch.
Yeah. All right, then, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Colin. Oh, this is just wonderful, is this? Look at all that crowd. Think about all the exposure. Anyways, what have you done with the kid?
Oh, he's all right, like. He's down in his own dressing room playing in team bath.
Is he safe down there, Colin? He's only very young.
I think he should be okay. It's not quite full and he can almost touch the bottom in places.
Oh, well, fine. Anyway, Colin, stand back and watch your master now. He ramp up the publicity even more. David, why don't you take a penalty, lad?
No, for the cameras. No need, mate. Now you're all right. You'll be alright.
Oh, go on, lad.
Just the one.
Good lad. Yeah, and for good measure, I'll tell you what, I'll go in goals.
Hey, Is that a good idea, boss? Why don't you let our keeper Norman go in goal?
Oh, it's a golden photo opportunity, Colin. Hey, you just think about it. A fat man wearing a suit, facing a penalty from David Beckham. Oh, it could easily go global, this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah, well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Okay, David, shoot.
All right, Brian, you ready?
Oh, God. Oh, Colin. I think I've put my rupture out, lad. Oh, my God, Colin, my knackers. Oh, the pain, the bloody pain.
Hey, you all right, boss?
No, not bloody all right, Colin. Oh, that's my hernia. Oh, God, it's agony. Have you got any magic spray with you?
Aye, yeah, but...
Oh, well, get my bloody kegs off, Colin, and give me a spray.
Hey, but boss, what about all these cameras? All these people?
Spray me, Colin. Spray me, for fuck's sake. Oh, I'm going to pass out. I'm going to pass out, Colin. Spray me. Oh, I'm so sorry, lads. That must have been a terrible shock for you. You happen to see my bollocks and all like that. Oh, I've ruined everything. I should have listened to Colin and put Norman in goal.
Now, don't you be so silly. I'm sure no one even noticed.
Oh, do you think so?
Well, it were an emergency, wasn't it? I don't reckon I'll show it on the news or anything like that. Anyway, look, Romeo's got his scarf on, haven't you, darling?
Oh, that's champion, is that he? Oh, away the Rovers.
Oh, I hate it. No, you don't, lovey. I do so. Yeah, it sounds like you're all ready to go.
Oh, it was just lovely meeting you, Vicky. Please give my apologies to your husband, won't you? I'm so sorry I can't stay.
I will do. Now, don't you worry, boy.
Oh, goodbye, Victoria.
Take care.
Yes, you too, love. Bye, Vicky. Bye.
Goodbye, Brian. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.